Okay, we are on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. We're up to where it says Ve'ela Munbaz. So just to recap for 2 minutes, Munbaz had said that the only time you could do an Avera B'Shogeg and require you to bring a Karban is if you once upon a time in your life had known that it was Aser, and now you forgot, and therefore you have to bring a Karban Chatas B'Shogeg. But if you never knew, if you're a Tinok Shenishba, and you never learned your whole life, you never knew it was wrong, and you're Potter, you don't have to bring a Karban, you're an Onis. And when he told this over to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, I will show you that if you extend the logic to its logical extension, that it happens to have a result that can't be maintained. Because Rabbi Akiva said to him, amazed, you have to have Yediyah, B'shas HaMaisa. While you're doing the Averi, you have to know that what you're doing is B'mezid. Otherwise, it's not B'mezid. So too, when you're going to tell me, Munbaz, that when you do something B'shogeg, you have to have a Yediyah while you're doing it? And Munbaz said, yes, that's true. You're right, I would agree with that. But even when you do something B'shogeg, you can have a Yediyah and you know what you're doing. So now, that's what he said yesterday. So now, and then we went off to a whole other discussion. Now the Gemara asks, V'yela Munbaz, Shkaga B'mai. So then according to Munbaz, what's the shogeg? If you know what you're doing, how could it be b'shogeg? So the Gemara says, Kigon sheshogag b'karban, where you did not know that the Aveiro, if it would be b'shogeg, results in a karban. So really the person did the action b'mezid. He did it b'mezid. It was Mechal Shabbos b'mezid. But he didn't know the halacha, that if it would be b'shogeg, if he would do something b'shogeg, he would have to bring a chatas. That is also considered b'shogeg. Therefore, he has the idea of b'shas ma'isa, just like a mezid. But since he's unaware of the halacha, he's called a shogeg regarding the halacha of karban, and therefore he doesn't have to. Therefore, he's considered a shogeg. The rabbanon, and what do the rabbanon say? The rabbanon say shigigas karban, not knowing the din that you have to bring a karban if you do something b'shogeg, lo shmoshkaga. That's not called a shogeg. That's a mezid. Okay. The Rabbanon, now according to the Rabbanon who argue on Munbaz, Shgaga B'mai, what do they hold makes somebody a shogeg? What are the parameters of a shogeg? So within the Shita of the Rabbanon is a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kivan Shishogag B'kores. If a person does something, even if it's B'mezit, but he doesn't know that the punishment is going to be kares, afal pi shehizid b'lav. Even though he did the law of b'mezid, he did the aveira b'mezid, but he didn't know that the din would, that he didn't know that if he does that b'mezid, he's going to get kares. Similar to Munbaz. Munbaz took it a step further and said even by a karban. The Rabbanon don't go that far, but within the shita of the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as the person didn't know that the onesh is kares, that's enough to be labeled a shogeg. Even if he did it b'mezid, as long as he didn't know that the punishment deserves kares. The Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says no. Ad sheyishgog b'lav uba kares. You have to be a shogeg in the kares, also in the lav, which is what we would always have thought a shogeg is. You didn't know what the onesh was, and you didn't know it was aser. You're a total shogeg. That's a shogeg. But if, according to Rish Lakish, if you did it b'mezid, you just didn't know that the onesh is kares, that's b'mezid. That's not a shogeg. Amazingly, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan. And Hilchos Shgagos, in Perek Beis Halacha Beis, he says, Avar Aveira, somebody does an Aveira, V'yoda Shehu Shehi B'lo Saseh, and he knows, he knows it's a low sase. He knows it's a low sase. He knows you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Avol eina yodea shechayavin alei kares. He just doesn't know that you get kares for that. Hareiz eshkaga. That's called shogeg. Umevi chatas. And for that you bring chatas. Amazing. Avol in yoda shehi bekares. But he knew that there's kares for this. But v'shogag bekarvan. He didn't know that if you do b'shogeg you have to bring a karba chatas. That he didn't know. V'lo yada im chayavan la korban im lav hareze mezid. That's called a mezid. We don't pass it like Munbaz. That far we don't take it. Shashigas korban ain't a shkaga ba'aveiros. Eilu shechayavan la korban. because that not knowing the din about a carbon, that doesn't make you a shogeg. But not knowing about kares, that does make you a shogeg. That's how the Rambam paskins. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says, my taima the Rishur ben Lakish. What's Rish Lakish's reason that this is so? Why does he require you not to be aware of the lav and the kares in order to be considered a shogeg? The Gemara does not ask on Rabbi Yochanan, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's pashut. Rabbi Yochanan learns it out from the limud we had yesterday, that kares and shogeg are all linked with avodah zarah. So Rabbi Yochanan makes perfect sense, because they're all linked. But according to Rish Lakish, what's his reason? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, it says in the pasuk in Vayikra, Asher lo seyasana bishgaga v'ashem. Asher lo seyasana, you shouldn't have done that. Which implies that you knew you shouldn't have done it. And then bishgaga v'ashem. So this pasuk is hinting to the fact that you didn't know that it was asher, and you didn't know the onesh. Ad sheyishgo b'lav v'kareh shiva. Until you are shogeg in the aveira, in the punishment, and in the lav itself. Rabbi Yochanan, high kra, the Rishon ben Lakish in my Ovid lay. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Because that pasuk does seem to imply that you're called a shogeg if you don't know if you didn't know that the avera was an avera at all. So mi boy lay that he uses it for the following drasha. Look at the Tanya. We looked at the brisa that it says about someone who does a korban chatas me'im ha'aretz, me'am ha'aretz. One of the people. So the diuk over there is prat lemumar. This excludes somebody who's a mumar, somebody who does averos lahachas. What does that mean? Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon, Asher lo seyasana b'shkaga v'ashem. That the only time you have to bring a chatas is if you do something b'shogeg, and what they learn out is as follows. Hashev midiyaso, maybe carbon al shigagaso. Had he known that it was usher, had he realized, we're talking about someone who did a b'shogeg, but had he known that it's something that it's usher, he never would have done it. That person brings a karmel chatas. Hashev mi diyaso. Had he been able to return from his das, meaning had he known it was usher, had a minute before he did it, somebody would have said, by the way, that's usher. Oh yeah, I totally forgot. That kind of person would bring a karmel chatas. Lo shav mi diyaso. If the guy wouldn't care, he's a mummer, he does things lahachis. Happens to be in this case, he's doing a pshogeg. But had he known it was us, he still would have done it. Then that person, ain't maybe a carbon al shigagaso. Such a person does not bring a carbon chatas. That's what he holds. There's a diyuk from the pasuk. What? Yeah, that if someone does a pshogeg, if someone does something, the only time you have to bring a carbon chatas is if you do something pshogeg. However, Rabbi Yochanan learns from that pasuk in Vayikra, where it says Ashalos Yasera Bishkag of Ashem, that the only person who brings a carbon chatas is somebody who does something b'shogeg, but had he known that what he was doing was b'shogeg, he never would have done it. Meaning a regular guy who did something b'shogeg, and if you would have told him a minute before, by the way, that's b'shogeg, oh yeah, I didn't realize, thank you. But if you have a guy who doesn't care, he's a mummer, he doesn't think lahachas, it happens to be what he's doing right now, he forgot a Shabbos. And if you tell him, by the way, don't turn the light on at Shabbos, he's like, I don't care about Shabbos. So even in a case where he did it b'shogeg, that person would not bring a carbon chatas. Because you don't bring a carbon chatas if you would have done it b'mezid had you known. That's what he learns out from that pasuk. So we have a machlokes, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. What does a shogeg mean? Does it mean you didn't know about the lav? Or, that's what Rish Lakish says, or you could know the lav is around. You didn't really beneath it. The only thing you didn't know, you were a shogeg regarding the onesh. That makes you a shogeg. So Tanan, we're going to learn later on in the week. Abos Malachis are Boim Chaser Achas. There are 40 minus 1, there are 39 Abos Malachos, right, that we know of, the 39 Malachos. The Havinan Ba, and we're going to ask on the Gemara on Ayin Gimel, after we mention this, the Mishnah which lists all 39 Malachos. Minyan Alomali. Why does the Mishnah have to say that there are 39? I can count them myself. Just give a list and I'll count how many there are. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me there are 39? That's what the Gemara is going to ask over there. And the Gemara is going to answer, with Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, She'im Asan Kulam Behelam Echad, that if you did all 39 in one forgetting, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. You're chayiv to bring a chatas for each and every one. And Rashi explains, therefore the Gemara said the number 39 just to, as a siman, to let me know what is the maximum number of chatas that I have to bring each Shabbos. Can't be more than 39. There are only 39 malachos. So now the Gemara says, Heichi mishkachas lo. How is it possible for somebody to bring more than one chatas on a Shabbos? How is that possible? The only way it could happen is bizodon Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos, v'shigagas malachos, but you didn't know about the malachos. Because as we remind ourselves from yesterday, if you didn't know it was Shabbos, then you have one mistake. You're only going to bring one chatas. Right? We had that yesterday, right? If you didn't know, you forgot it was Shabbos. You thought it was Tuesday, and you rolled, and you carried, and you cooked. So you're only going to bring one chatas. Why? Because you only made one mistake. The mistake was your calendar was wrong. But here we're saying you could bring 39. So how could you bring 39? The only way you could bring 39 is you knew it's Shabbos. But what? You forgot about all the malachos. Right? So now the Gemara asks as follows. Bishlomo le Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you could do acts b'mezid, as long as you didn't know about kares, that's called shogeg. The Amar, he says, kiven sheshogeg b'kares. You made a mistake. You didn't know that the din was kares. Afal pi shehizid b'lav, even though you were mezid about the lav, mishkachas lo. It's possible for a guy to know that it's Shabbos and yet do all 39 b'shogeg. How's that possible? Because he knew it was Shabbos. He did all 39 b'mezid, but he didn't know that for all 39 you get kares. Kigon, for example, diyoda lo l'Shabbos b'lav. He knew that Shabbos is an Aveira. He just didn't know the punishment. Ella, and that's called Shogeg, and therefore if you do that all 39 times, you're going to bring 39 different chatos. Ella, Rishurim ben Lakish. But according to Rish Lakish, the Amar who says, Ad sheyishkog b'lav u'v'kares, that the only way you could be called a Shogeg is if you don't know about the lav and kares. You don't know about both. You didn't know about the lav, you didn't know there was Aser, and you didn't know that the punishment was kares. So then, diyodol ol Shabbos b'mai. What did this guy know about Shabbos? We started off by saying he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that the malachas were aser, so he could bring 39. So according to Rish Lakish, if he didn't know that the malachas were aser, right? So what? How did he know it was Shabbos? According to him, why wasn't this a regular day of the week? How did he know it was Shabbos? Then what did he know about Shabbos?
So maybe it goes back to like
the Tinuch Shenishba
case. You have people.
No, but Tinuch Shenishba means he didn't know it was Shabbos. They were saying you knew it was Shabbos, but you violated all 39.
So going another step in the Tinuch Shenishba, you say the guy knows it's Shabbos, and he knows the only significance of Shabbos is that he has to make Kiddush and
We're going to get to Kiddush in a minute. The Ritva asked that question. The Ritva asked your question. But getting back to Stewie's question, putting aside Stewie's question for a minute, if he didn't know that there were malachos on Shabbos, so what did he know about Shabbos? What did he know? What? The concept. What does that mean, the concept? What Stewie said. So the Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, what did he know about Shabbos? B'ma diyada b'tchumen. He knew about tchum. He knew you're not allowed to carry outside the tchum. V'ali b'dur b'akiva, who mistama holds that tchum is doraisa. That's what he knew. It's not a malacha. Rashi says, you don't get malchus for that. It's not a malacha. That's the only thing he knew about Shabbos. Right? He didn't know anything else, so therefore he violated all 39. He's going to bring 39 chatos. What did he know about Shabbos? Why didn't he think it was Tuesday? Because he knew about Tchum. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ritva asks Stewie's question, so why don't you say he knew about Kiddush, and about Hadlakas Neiros, and about taking a nap, all the geshmak about Shabbos he knew. So the Ritva answers, if you don't know about restriction, then that's not called knowing about Shabbos. By definition, Shabbos means you have to know there's restrictions. You have to know there's Isser. Just knowing that you could eat challah, that doesn't mean you know about Shabbos.
So that's the question. You know about the essays, you don't know about the process.
Right.
If you take your typical thing in Shishwa, they know there's something called Saturday, and they know that from the Bible, and this is the day that God created the world, and this is the day of rest, and so I'm not allowed to go to work on Saturday. Go physically to my office to do what I call work.
Right.
But why can't I watch television, and why can't I light a fire, and why can't I drive a car, and why
So the second, so what Stewie's asking is that why can't it say in Shanishba? He knows that everyone, they all know what Sabbath is. They all know about Saturday. They all know that people don't do certain things and they do other things. So why doesn't that satisfy? It's a good question. Maybe the answer will be what I'm about to say. So other Rishonim and Achronim ask, what about Mechamer? There's an Isser in the Torah that you're not allowed to lead an animal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mechamer an animal. You're not allowed to pull an animal. You're not allowed to whistle to an animal. You're not allowed to do anything to make an animal come toward you. You're not allowed to do that to an animal. I don't know if it applies to an animal that doesn't belong to you, but you're not allowed to do that to an animal. So maybe say that he right. I don't know if squirrels are included. Maybe he said maybe he didn't know about mechamer. And Mechamer is according to everybody. So here you're telling me Tchum only according to Rabbi Akiva, because only he holds Tchum is Doraisa. Why do you have to pigeonhole yourself into such a narrow situation? Say it's Mechamer, you're not allowed to lead an animal, and it's according to everybody.
Because it's not one of these malachas, that's why he wrote that as
his. Neither is Tchum.
I'm saying Tchum is
not. No, Mechamer is not a malacha. Not a malacha. It's not one of the malachas. So the answer that I saw was. No, so the reason, the answer that's given about why it doesn't say Mechamer is because it says in the Aseret HaDibros, V'yom HaShvi Shabbos Hashem Lekech Olasasa Kol Malacha At Uvincha Uvitecha Abdecha Vamatzcha Vahemtecha V'gerecha Shavash Recha. Right, that Mechamer is under the rubric of Uvahemtecha. So the answer is, if you didn't know Olasasa Kol Malacha, you didn't know the first half of the Pasuk, but some of you didn't know the second half of the Pasuk either. It's a little far-fetched to say, you knew, he didn't know the first step of the pasuk, but Mechamer, all of a sudden, out of left field, that he knew. That's a little dochek to say. So maybe that's your answer, that answers your question also. You can't split hairs about what the guy knew, what the guy didn't know. Either he knows or he doesn't. Right, I understand, I hear what you're saying. In this day and age, people know there are restrictions. I hear. So it's a little dochot to say that he knew about Mechamer, but he didn't know about anything else. It's a little hard to say that. So that, maybe that's something along similar, the answer to the question. So what does the Gemara answer? The only thing he knows about Shabbos is Tchum. Fine. That's the end of that discussion. Now, Man Tana Lohadotana Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following Braisa? Shagag Bezeh Ubezeh. If somebody was shogeg regarding malachos and regarding the fact that it's Shabbos, he's shogeg in everything. Or zeh shogeg amar b'Torah. This is the genuine shogeg of the Torah. He's shogeg in both. Or here's it bazeh ubazeh. He was mazed in both. He was mazed in the fact that it's Shabbos. He was mazed in the fact that it's malachos. Zuhi mazed amar b'Torah. This is the mazed that's mentioned in the Torah. This is a classic mazed. Now, or shogeg b'Shabbos v'hizid b'malachos. He forgot it was Shabbos, but he knew about the malachos. Or shagag malachos. He didn't know about the malachos for hitzim b'Shabbos, but he knew it was Shabbos. Oh, or Sha'amar, he said, Yodea anisha malacha ze asura. I know that this malacha is asur. I know that it's Shabbos. I know it's asur. Avol eini yodea. I don't know shechayev le carbon alo. I don't know if you chayev a carbon or not. That's my only thing I don't know. That bechayev, and then you are chayev a carbon. That's called a shogeg. Who's that? Kiman. It's kimunbaz. It's like Munbaz, because Munbaz said that not knowing that if you do something with shogeg yichayev in a carbon, that is shogeg. That's Munbaz. So we had said yesterday that basically the only time you chayev a shogeg is if you would do something b'mezid, it would be kares. Right? Now, Abai is going to say, but there's an exception to that rule, and let's see how that plays out in our machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanon and Rish Lakish about if the only that you could be called a shogeg if you don't know about the kares, right? Just remind ourselves. Rabbi Yochanan said you could be called a shogeg if you do an act b'mezid, as long as you didn't know this kares. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had said. The Amar Abaya. Abaya says hakol modim, but everybody would agree to me. Everybody would agree that b'shvuas bitui, that by the aveira of making oaths, of making shvuos, she'ein chayavin aleha korban. That you're not chayav to bring a carbon, ad sheyishgog b'lav shaba. But the only time you're going to bring a carbon is if you don't know about the lav of shvuas bitui. The shvuas bitui, there are four possible situations where you can say a shvua about the well, really two, about the past and about the future. I swear that I will not eat today. and then you forgot that you made that shavuah, and then you went ahead and ate. So you have to bring a karban now, even though there's no karet for that. There's no karet for this. You do it b'nezid. But if you do it b'shu, so you forgot, you made a shavuah, I'm not going to eat today. Today I'm fasting, and then you forgot. You have to bring a you have to bring a karban for that mistake that you made, or the past. The past we're going to get to an amud beis, because the Gemara is going to say, how do you make a shavuah in the past b'shogeg? How do you violate a b'shogeg? So we're going to get to that. So Abai is coming along to say, if somebody says, if somebody makes a shavuah, I'm gonna fast today. I'm not going to eat today. And then he says to himself later on, I know I made a shavuah, but I don't know. If I violate the shavuah b'shogeg, am I going to be chayav karban or not? Right? So Abai says, even Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that that's not called shogeg. By shavuah, you have to be shogeg in the lav itself. Meaning you totally forgot about it. But knowing about it and not knowing what the onish is going to be, but not knowing that even nobody holds that. Now, Hakol Modim Man, what do you mean Hakol, who's everybody? It's Rabbi Yochanan. It must be Rabbi Yochanan. And this long Rashi here says, it can't be Munbaz. Don't think it's Munbaz, because Munbaz would agree that certainly yes. Because Munbaz would have a Kal V'chomer, if I hold it by Shabbos, I would certainly hold it by Shavuah. So the Gemara says, Abai is not going down Munbaz's road. He's talking about the other Machlokes, and who would agree with him? Rabbi Yochanan. Why? So the Gemara says, Pshita. Certainly Rabbi Yochanan would agree with that. Why? Kika Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say his halacha? That what? That doing an act of nezid, but not knowing about kares, that's called shogeg. Hecha de ikka kares. That's if there is kares. Abel hecha de leka kares. But in a situation where there is no kares, lo, he would never say such a thing. He would never say that rule. So of course Rabbi Yochanan would agree that by Shavua you have to know about the Shavua. You have to know about the Avera itself. So the Gemara says, no, Solkadai Tachamina, I would think, Hoil V'chayiv Karban Chiddushu, that the whole din by Shavua, that you have to bring a Karban B'shogeg, is a huge Chiddush. Why? The B'chala Torah Kula Lo Ashkechan Lav to Maisi Alei Karban. There's never a situation. There's never a situation throughout the whole Torah where you have to bring a Karban Chatas for just a Lav. There's no Karis attached. You don't find that the whole Torah. Why do you find it by Shavua? So I once heard, because this is shows to you the chumrah of what you say, what comes out of your mouth. What comes out of your mouth is so strict, you have to be so careful, that even b'shogeg by Shavua will make you bring karbanos. That's just a Musar Haskel about how strict you have to be about what comes out of your mouth. Anyway, since you never find such a thing, that by a regular law you have to bring a karban if you do a b'shogeg. V'hacha maifi, but here there is, right, you do make a shavuah, and then you violate it for shogeg, you have to bring a karban. So ki shogeg b'karban, nami l'chayev. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan would hold that yes, normally I say that the only thing you have to be shogeg about is kares. But since this is such a chiddush, maybe he would agree that you could violate the shavuah b'mezid, and just all you didn't know was you didn't know what the onesh would be. That would also be enough. Kamash malan, Abaye comes along and says, no, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan only says he's ruled by kares. But if you violate a shavuah b'shogeg, then you will not. If you violate a shavuah b'shogeg, and the shogeg is, I just don't know what the, if I'm going to have to bring a karban or not. That's not called shogeg. Everyone got that? Following? I know it's hard today. Now meizvei, the Gemara has a question on this. Ezehu shigegas shavuas bitur lusha avar. How can you ever have a shogeg for a shavuas bitur in the past? Which means, I make a shavuah today, you know what? I did not eat yesterday. So how can you ever violate that b'shogeg? Either you did eat or you didn't eat. What? Oh, so Rashi says, if you forgot, that's not called a shogeg. Because when you make the shavuah, Rashi learned in Masechta Shavuot, the Gemara goes through this, that at the time you make the shavuah, you have to be aware of all the facts. Otherwise it's not called a shavuah. So it can't be that you forgot. So how could you ever have a case where you make a shavuah l'sha'avar, I didn't eat yesterday, and you're going to violate that b'shogeg? How could that be? How could that ever happen? So according to some of the Armim and Gemara and Shavuot, it can never happen. That's right, it can't happen. It's impossible. So the Gemara is going to say, I have a situation. What's the situation? You didn't know at the time you made the shavuah whether violating a b'shogeg will bring a carbon or not. That's a shogeg. Isn't that a raya against the baya? Right? Meisvei. Ezehu shigegas shavuas bitoy. Lusha avar. How can somebody ever violate a shvua in the past b'shogeg? I didn't eat yesterday. So either you did or you didn't. How's that shogeg? So the Gemara says, I'll give you a case. Im amar yodea ani sheshvua ze asura. I know that I'm making this shvua. I didn't eat yesterday. I know it's a lie. Yesterday was Shabbos. I had a whole bowl of chont. I know it's a lie. But I don't know. If it's b'shogeg, am I going to have to bring a carbon? I don't know. I will any day, but I don't know im chayavan ala carbon olo. I don't know if I'm going to have to bring a carbon or not. Chayiv, that will make you bring a carbon chatas. So I have a case where you can make a shavu ala sha'avar, b'shogeg, and b'chayiv. So the Gemara says, no, homani munbazi. That's munbaz. Yeah, munbaz would extend his opinion even to cases of non-kares. But everybody else will not go that far. Rabbi Yochanan will not say his shita.
Why does he pick shvua as this complicated?
Because shvua doesn't have kares. We're gonna have another case now by truma.
But Shabbos you do.
What? Right. So Abaye came along and said that Rabbi Yochanan only says his shita by Shabbos. By shvua he would never say it. He would never say his shita by shvua. Why? Because there's no kares. Exactly. There's no kares. Therefore he would not say it. Therefore, by Shavua, the mistake has to be in the Avera itself. Well, not in these tangential things, Onesh, other things.
He would trying to figure out the case by Shabbos.
Right.
So should we...
No, we're done with Shabbos. Now Abaye came along and said a whole new thing. We're done with Shabbos. Shabbos, you have a machlokas.
And it's left
that way. We left it as a machlokas. It's a machlokas. And now Abaye said, and by the way, there are other cases in the Torah where there is no machlokas. Just for information. What? Because Rashi says that wouldn't be a shogeg. Because he learned out of a pasuk that it says Adam. Adam means you have to be an Adam in all the facts.
Specifically by Shvur,
right. You have to be an Adam regarding all the facts, and not knowing anything, that doesn't make you a shogeg. So the next, the parentheses will read Rashi. Rashi says maybe not to, but we'll just read it. Lishnachwina, another version is Mani, so who is the author of that braisa? Ilema munbaz, if it's munbaz, pshita. Certainly that's pashut. Why? Hashta b'chol Torah, delav chidish. The whole Torah, meaning by Shabbos, no chiddush there. He says shigagas karban shema shagaga. That making a mistake by a karban is considered a valid mistake. Hacha over here, the chiddushu where shavu is a chiddush because you have to be the karban and there is no kares. Lo kolshke, certainly he would agree. El alav, what is it? El alav rabbanan. It must be the rabbanan. And to yofta da abaya to yofta. Sabaya is wrong. Even in other cases, maybe the machlokas will apply. So if you don't hold like this parentheses, then Rashi points out that you're right. There's a machlokas about it in Masechta Shavuos, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's impossible to ever bring a carbon for this. Because how could you ever do it in the past and have a shogeg? It's impossible. And according to Munbaz, it is possible because he didn't know that there was a carbon attached. That's your shogeg. Halacha l'maisa? I don't know. Halacha l'maisa by Shavua? I don't know. Well, we don't hold like Munbaz by Shabbos, so I can't imagine we hold like him by Shavuot. Now, Lamar Abaya. Abaya said another thing. Hakol Modim, everybody would agree that Petruma, that if somebody eats Truma v'shogeg, right? If somebody eats Truma v'shogeg, the halacha is if somebody eats Truma v'shogeg, they have to pay the Kohen the value of what they ate, plus a fifth extra. That's what they have to give. That She'ein Chayavan Alei HaChomesh, that everybody would agree that you don't have to pay this fifth, Ad Sheyishgog B'lav Sheba. Unless you forgot and you totally didn't know that what you were eating was truma. But if you knew that what you were eating was truma, you ate the truma but made it, and the only thing you didn't know was, you didn't know, do I have to pay a fifth or not? That's not called a shogeg. That would be called a mazid. And for a mazid, you chayav misa b'dei shamayim if you eat truma but made it, if you're not a kohen. So hakol modim man, who's this hakol modim? Again, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who said that not knowing about kares by Shabbos, that calls you a shogeg, he would never say that by truma. Not knowing about the fifth, that's not called a shogeg. He would never say that. Pshita, that's pashit. Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan, when did Rabbi Yochanan say his rule? Hecha de ikka kares, only in situations where there's kares. Hecha de leka kares, but if there's no kares, lo, he would not say his rule. So of course it's pashit. So the Gemara says, ma'ar de tema, I would think, misa b'dei shamayim, misa is b'makom kares omedes. Misa b'dei shamayim, which is something different than kares. What the difference is, I'm not sure. They're both premature death, but they're different. Kares is something that's more machmir. Kares is your children. What? Kari says that's future generations, Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim with just you. Kari might be at an earlier age, Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim might be at a later age, whatever it is. But I would think that they will say they're the same thing, V'chi Shagag B'Misa. Nami L'Chayav, and if you don't know the halacha, that if I eat you, I'm amazing, I'm going to be Chayav Mitzvah B'Dei Shemayim. That should be called Shogeg, Kamash Milan. We don't say that. We don't say that. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, we do say that. Misa B'Makom Kari's Omedes. Misa would take the place of Kares. Misa B'Dei Shemayim by Truma will take the place of Kares by Shabbos. The Chomesh B'Makom Korban Koi. And the fifth will take the place of the Korban. So if you ate Truma not knowing that it's Misa B'Dei Shemayim, but you ate it B'Nezid, you knew it's Truma, that would be called the Shogeg, and it would require you to pay the fifth. Fine. Now we're going to get into a little easy Gemara. Okay, that's all done. It's all done. Now, what Matzi had asked yesterday, what about a guy who's in the desert? So since we started off the Mishnah talking about someone who didn't know it was Shabbos, the Gemara goes on to this discussion about somebody who doesn't know when Shabbos is. He's in the desert, he's stuck, doesn't know. Amar Rav Huna, Hayim Ahalech B'Derech B'Midbar. Someone's stuck in the Midbar. The any of the Amos is Shabbos. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. Right? He was knocked unconscious, he was taken to the desert, he has no clue. Doesn't know when Shabbos is. You're stuck on a desert island. So what do? Mon is Shishi Yamim. You count 6 days. Umasharma Yom Echad. And then you watch one day as Shabbos. What that means, we're going to see. Chiyabar Rav Amar. Chiyabar Rav says, no. First, Masharma Yom Echad. The first day that you realize. Not the day you realize, because the day you realize, you probably did already Malacha. But the first day, the next day, that day you hold for Shabbos. Then, Umon is Shisha. And then you count 6 days following that. So, B'mai Kamifugi, what are they arguing about? So, Mar Savar, one holds, Kibriyaso Shel Olam, that we follow the pattern of Maisa Bereishis. Just like Maisa Bereishis was 6 days and then Shabbos, so too, you wait 6 days, and you hold the seventh day of Shabbos. Umar Savar, and others hold, the other one holds, Adam Arishon, like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was born, was created, Erev Shabbos. The next day for him was Shabbos. So, when all of a sudden you wake up, and you don't know what day it is, so hold the first day of Shabbos, just like Adam Rishon did, and then count 6 days after that. Meisvei, but I'll ask a kasha from Brisa. It says, "Hayim Ahalech B'Derech." Somebody was traveling on the road. There, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. So it says a very strange, very difficult lashon. It says, "Meshame Yom Echad L'Shisha." Watch one for six. So my love, doesn't that mean Mona Shisha Umeshame Yom Echad? Doesn't that mean first count six and then hold 1 day Shabbos? So Gemara says, "Lo, not necessarily so. Lo, Meshame Yom Echad." It could mean, it could be interpreted to mean both ways. Hold one, and then Amona Shisha, and then count six. So that bryce is not a right either way. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ihachi, if you want to tell me that that's true, that it can't be read either way, then why does it say Mesharma Yom Echad L'Shisha? Why does it say the funny Lashon? Mesharma Yom Echad L'Shisha. What should it say? Mesharma Yom Echad Umona Shisha B'Boyle. So guard one and count six, if that's what he wanted to tell you. But oh, also, Tanya, you have a Beferish Brisa, an explicit Brisa holding like one way. Mahalik Baderech or Bamidbar. If someone's in the Derech, he's on a journey somewhere, or he's in the Midbar. He doesn't know when Shabbos is. Mona Shisha, he counts 6 days. Ubashama Yom Echad, and he holds the seventh day as Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Chiyah Barav, Tiyufta. That Brisa can't go like Chiyah Barav. Chiyah Barav is rejected. So the halacha is, you count 6 days, and you hold the seventh day as Shabbos. What? Right. One second. Omar Rava. Rava says, what do you do now when you're stuck in the desert? B'chol yom v'yom, every day of this, when you're in this massive, Oselo k'day parnasaso, you can do whatever you need to stay alive, bar mehahu yoma, except for that one day. The one day that you're holding as Shabbos, you can't do any malacha. So the Gemara says, v'ahu yoma lamas. So what, that day he should die? You want to die? Can't eat that day? Can't cook? He's going to die. So a lot of the Farshim ask, what do you mean he's going to die? What about on Yom Kippur? Nobody eats on Yom Kippur, they don't die. One day you can't go without food. So the Meiri says an amazing thing. The Meiri says, when you're in a desert and you don't know where your next meal is coming from, yes, one day can kill you. It's Yom Kippur, so you know after the fast you're going to go eat. All the food's waiting for you, it won't kill you. When every day you don't know where the next meal is coming from, but even one day is a sakana. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Ber Halacha, it's because if you weaken, it's gonna take you longer to get out of your situation. So that's also pikuach nefesh, right? If you weaken, trying to get out of this place. So one, waiting one day, that could delay your escape. That could delay your rescue. So that's another reason. Anyway, so one day you're going to die. So the Gemara says, that can't be. You can't let someone die. Anyway, so what? The Ovid may esmal shtei parnassos. So the day before your Shabbat, that you decided to be Shabbat, that day do double work. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'dilma may esmal Shabbat havoi. Maybe that day is really Shabbat. And as Rashi points out, if that day is really Shabbat, they're doing extra work, that's not pikuach nefesh. You can't do extra work. You can only do what you need to live that day. So that can't be what you do. Ella, what's the halacha? Kol yom v'yom, oz lo parnasaso. Afil ha'hu yoma. Every day you do whatever you need to survive. You can't do more, because maybe it's Shabbos, and you can't do less. So v'hahu yoma, so that day, the may min karle, how do you know it's Shabbos? What's different about that day? What's different? So the Gemara answers, b'kiddush ha'avdalta. It's different, because on that day you make kiddush and avdala. So how can you make brachas misafik? How could that be? So some say it's not kasha, because we have second day yontif. It's all misafik, and we make all the brachas we want. It's the same thing here. It's misafik, you can make the brachas. Others say that the Rashi here says that the only reason you're making these brachos is just to remind you that there's a concept of Shabbos. Just remember that it's Shabbos. Say Kiddush, say Avdallah, just remember. Some say davening. Just, you should know. So the Ritva says, don't say Hashem Malchus, don't say Hashem's name. The whole thing is a Zecher anyway. Amar Rava said, Im ha-yamakir mixas hayom, shiyetzibo. If you know how many days ago you left, but you don't know what day of the week it was. So you know you left 5 days ago, but you don't know what day of the week it was. So what do? Ose malacha kol hayom kulo. You can do malacha that day. And the way the Mechaber, the way the Rishonim get to the halacha is, the eighth day from when you left, that day certainly not Shabbos. Because you didn't leave on a Shabbos. So 8 days, that's certainly okay. Because you know that day certainly not Shabbos. The other 6 days, you have no clue. But that day is certainly not Shabbos. So the Ritva says you should try to do whatever you can on that day. Because that day you know is definitely not Shabbos. So the Gemara didn't get that. Pshita, it's Pasha that that day is not, that you didn't leave on a Shabbos. Mal de tema, I might think, given the Shabbos lo nafik, since no one leaves on a Shabbos. But Malish Shabbat the Namid lo nafik, that he didn't leave on Friday either. So then you have 2 days, the 8th and the 9th, that yet you're free. V'hai, inami b'chamisha b'shabbat the nafak. And the only day he could have left is the latest day would be a Thursday. So lishter leilim evid malacha treyomi. So then he could do malacha for 2 days, because no one leaves on a Friday either, right? No one who goes on a caravan on a Friday, right? You're not even allowed to. That's after chatzos. Kamash malah. And therefore the Gemara tells me no. Zim then sometimes the mishtachach shiru shayriasa, that the caravan is leaving. Umaf, umik, we've been offering, and you have no choice, you gotta go with them. So it could be you could leave on a Friday. It's unusual, but it could be. And therefore, we would not let you in this case, where you know how many days ago you left, you just don't know what day of the week it was, we have to assume maybe it was a Friday too. What? So maybe that much you didn't remember. Maybe that much you didn't remember.
Can't we say we're talking about a case where the guy just lost track of how many days he's been on the road? So that you can't say today's the 8th day that I've been on the road.
No, then he doesn't know how many days ago he left.
No, he's lost track. Not only does he not know what physical day it is, he doesn't know how many days he's been on the road to begin with.
Right.
Therefore, he can't calculate the 8th day.
Right. So if that's the case, if he can't calculate the day, then he can't do any extra work on any day.
Right.
Right. Then every day could be Shabbos. Every day could be Shabbos. There is a big machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and others. What does he do about tefillin? Let's say he has a tefillin with him. Oh, so first of all, before we get to that, Tosfos points out, and the Mechaber Paskins this way, to walk, even every day, there's no issues of tchum. You can walk as much as you want. There's no issues of tchum. You don't have to restrict yourself in walking. Because if you hold every day, could be Shabbos, and you can only do the bare minimum, you're never going to get out of there. Because you're never going to be able to walk. Because every day could be Shabbos. So Tosfos says, walking, that's a heter. Because we want you to escape. So as you can walk as much as you want every single day, even though you might be violating the tchum, otherwise you're never going to get out of the situation. So there's a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and everybody else about wearing tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah holds you wear tefillin all 7 days. He holds you wear tefillin every single day. Why? So he gives two reasons. First of all, he says, rove of the days are not Shabbos. that cannot get you out of doing malacha on the other days, because the Magen Avraham says that each suffix is a kavua, and by a kavua we don't say you go basarov. But regarding tefillin, he says we would say you go basarov, you go rov. Rov of the days are not Shabbos, and you wear tefillin even on the day that Shabbos, that you're holding at Shabbos. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says that the whole reason why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, this in itself is a controversy, the whole reason you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is because you already have the oath of Shabbos. But here, you don't have the oath of Shabbos, because you're machal Shabbos every single day. So you need that oath, so you can wear tefillin even when it's Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, don't tell me that a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana, who you machal Shabbos for, should put on tefillin. Don't tell me that. Because really, he's holding from Shabbos as much as he can. He's got to violate the state of his life, he's got to violate the state of his life. So the oath of Shabbos is still being shomer him. But here, everything's fair game, as long as he needs to live. So the Mishnah Berurah says that they're not comparable. Others say, no, that you can't wear tefillin on any day. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah does say that when you're davening, Shabbos davening, then you shouldn't be wearing the tefillin. Because that's a complete tire to the side, you're completely contradicting yourself. Others say that no, you don't wear tefillin on any day, because every day is a suffix Shabbos, and just like you don't have to do extra work, you wouldn't wear tefillin. The Kaf HaChaim has a compromise shita. You wear tefillin 6 days, and the day that you're holding as Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin.
What if you don't wear tefillin? The reason you don't wear it is because you can't take off the shawarma, you go to the bathroom.
Well, that's the only question of carrying. That's why you can't wear tefillin on
Shabbos. So the Indian might be, if you hold by that shita, why you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and it has nothing to do with the others. Then you're not going to walk away with it.
Right, that's reasons why they don't hold like the Mishnah Berurah either. They tell them the Mishnah Berurah has nothing to do with those. Right. So the Vilna Gaon, look how the Vilna Gaon learns Pesukim. The Vilna Gaon has an unbelievable thing. Look what he says. He says as follows. It says in the Taras of Debros. Zachar Yom Shabbos Akadcha. Remember Shabbos. Sheshes Yomim Tavod Vasisa Kol Machtecha. 6 days you should do Kol Machtecha. All the work. Yom HaShvi Shabbos Hashem Lekecha Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Don't do any work. The Vilna Gaon said there are three questions. First of all, why does the Pasuk have to tell me that 6 days I could do work? Right? Just say, Shabbos don't do work. Right? Question number one. Why does the Pasuk have to tell me I could do work on 6 days? Question number two is, why does it say Kol Malacha? I can do all my work. What do you mean all my work? I can do work. And then the third question he asks is, why does it say that on the seventh day you can't do Kol Malacha? You can't do all work. You can't do Malacha. So the Vilna Gaon says, Zachar Yishkem Shabbos Akacho. Remember Shabbos. Don't ever be in a situation where you don't know what day Shabbos is. Don't ever be in a situation where you're in the desert, you lost track, you're traveling, you don't know what day it is. Don't ever put yourself in that situation. Why? Because then you'll be able to do all the work you want. You won't have to restrict yourself. I can only do the bare minimum to stay alive. And then, you'll be able to satisfy, be Mekayev Shabbos, and not do any work. You won't have to be in a situation where you're allowed to do some work to stay alive. That's how the Vilna Gaon learns up the Pesukim. Okay, we have one more line, we can finish. Next, Hayodei Iker Shabbos. How do we know that there's a difference between what we said yesterday, where you sometimes will bring a chatos for many Shabbosos, where you didn't know anything, you're a tinuk shenishba, or you forgot totally, and sometimes you're going to bring a chatos for each and every Shabbos. How do we know there's such a distinction? So, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, a trey kreitzi, there are two Pesukim. It says, Rishamu B'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos, right? Shom B'Israel Es HaShabbos, one Shabbos. Fixiv, and it says, Shabsosai, plural, Tishmoru. So, Hakei said, why is there two Psukim, one singular, one plural? Hakei said, what's going on? Shom B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Shmira Achas, L'Shabbos Has Harbei. The Pasuk of singular means that you have to watch one Shmira for many Shabbosos, which means one Karban for many Shabbosos. Ves Shabsosai, Tishmoru in the plural, is Shmira Achas, L'Kol Shabbos for Shabbos. That's hinting to me that sometimes he'll bring one chatas to every Shabbos. Masnif Lor of Nachan by Yitzchak, Adrab Ibcha Mistabra. It's more Mistabra just the other way around. Exactly the opposite. Shamu B'nai Yisrael for Shabbos, that's one Shabbos. Is Shmira Achas, one Shmira. L'chol Shabbos for Shabbos. I'll have to bring a chatas for each and every Shabbos that I didn't know. V'yash Shabbosai Tishmoru, it's plural. That means Shmira Achas L'Shabbos Has Harbei. Many Shmiros, but it's for all one mistake. Rashi says they're not arguing with each other on the result. Everybody agrees to the halacha. They're only arguing about how you get there. So something very interesting, you see from this Gemara over here that Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak are two different people. Just interesting aside. That's it. Amen. paused it. You paused it. You paused it. It's going. Today's learning was learning Le'ilui Nishmas. Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin.